Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller recording on Friday, the 18th of November at 10:37 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Sorry about the rasping voice here, but it was another rousing day at the chart seminar, followed by the reception, thus the late hour here, and of course the abbreviated comment of the day, and I might make this a little bit of abbreviated audio as well. But let me touch on the highlights. First, just a quick review of the week. During this week, we saw the stock markets around the world mostly pause briefly, but then resume their rallies. And maybe the most important, well, I think unquestionably, the most important development on the week, how important it'll remain for the medium term remains to be seen. But let's give this move the benefit of the doubt. We saw the S&P 500 index hit a new high for the year, and that's of course also a new high for that technical bull phase, which commenced in March 2003. So that was, and the other big highlight here of the week was the strength of precious metals. Okay, let's get back to the stock markets. Now, you know my view on this overall, that the best case scenario for equities here is that Wall Street remains steady. It's certainly doing that, and that therefore the leash effect allows other stock markets to romp on the upside. In other words, it's as if Wall Street has one of those retractable leashes, and as long as it's steady, then we can see some of the more fashionable markets and some of the markets that have better value overall, better growth prospects, can really do extremely well in here. And if the S&P stays near the top of this range, let alone holds this, let alone extends this breakout that we saw here today, then we will see a number of new highs by various markets around the world. And we are still well on track here for my best case scenario, which is that this rally carries right on through the seasonally firm November and December period and into the first quarter of the new year. Thereafter, I think the risks continue to increase. But there are a lot of developments that are going to be taking place between now and then. It'll be very interesting to see what Greenspan and Bernanke decide to do regarding any kind of joint policy discussion regarding interest rates. I've mentioned that before, and I'll mention it another time here, that if there is no sort of joint communique here, then we assume that they've both either agreed that interest rates are going to go on rising beyond that January hike, and we're looking for a hike next month in December and another in January. That'll take rates up a total of another 50 basis points. Now, the market is certainly expecting that, so that has been discounted. I have been pondering out loud here whether or not they would then call it a day. If we get silence following that January hike on that, then of course I will assume that Bernanke has agreed to raise rates even further, and he would almost have to or otherwise be considered a wimp on rates. Now, the problems next year, well, let's worry about that when we get there, but I will be very surprised if we don't see quite a sharp shakeout. But right now, let's focus on what's some impressive technical action here, and I see no reason why we shouldn't get some other gains. Japan, my favorite industrialized stock market for the long term, another stellar day in here, up 1.5% on the Nikkei. South Korea, my second favorite market, didn't actually get a chance to check that, but it's been in fine form recently. I wouldn't be surprised if that had done well also. The European stock markets, little consolidation, but firm again in here today. Wall Street closing near the highs of the day that I've seen, 46 on the Dow. Yes, this did close near the highs of the day, all of these US indices, and that new closing high, of course, for the S&P that I mentioned at the beginning. So we should get a lively start to next week for stock markets. Bonds saw a technical rally in here this week, but have fallen back a bit in here today. Not surprising given the strength of stock markets. And the best that I can see is a little bit of rally into those big top formations before we see them weakening once again. Now, let me just go back to these stock markets for another minute. India remains very much my favorite market for the extremely long term. And the resources theme remains extremely attractive in my view. It's certainly that's borne out by the charts that we see for most of these industrial commodities. Oils have been, or the price of oil has been in a medium-term correction, as you know, but the oil shares are firming again, obviously helped by generally strong stock markets, but that oil share strength, if that continues, that would suggest that a number of investors are beginning to assume that we've seen the worst of the downside move in the oil price. More on that later. Now, in terms of currencies, the dollar's breakout, well, dollar faltered here again today. I'm a little concerned about my dollar long positions there against the Swissie and the euro. We haven't had anything dynamic or decisive in terms of a reversal of the dollar's gains that we'd seen last week and at the beginning of this week. But it is faltering in here, and I really do feel that the best we can see is you know, that last hurrah here for the dollar's rally before we head back down, and I would expect to see a move back down next year. And that may well coincide or certainly would overlap, I think possibly with a softer tone for US interest rates. We'll see. But let me talk about the things that I really, really feel strongly about in here, other than the resources stock markets and the emerging stock markets in Japan and South Korea. These commodities. This has been a terrific week again for the precious metals, and we've had that new high on the gold price. The chart looks splendid. I maintain that we've entered the second psychological perception stage of the bull market. And that is when, of course, people can no longer say that it's just a dollar story. That's been the case since September, so that's not new news exactly. But what should be happening at this stage, when people now see that gold is moving up against all currencies, really, we should be seeing that very gradual, ranging, stealth uptrend steepen in here from here on. That's what I expect. And the rally, current rally, is being led by platinum, which has often been the leader in the past, and palladium, which has had the best percentage gain recently and is still dirt cheap down at these levels. And silver. Again, a stunning performance here and that break above $8. If it can hold it, and I think it will, then we could see another significant gain here over, if not the short term, and it might well be the short term, but certainly the medium term. So I'm very happy to retain long positions in there. In those, well, I only have gold and silver here currently. I'm very happy to maintain significant long positions in those futures contracts and have some shares in the mining area as well, of course. Crude oil still drifting down, and This is an orderly move overall. It's coming down more slowly than it went up. That suggests that it's no more than a medium-term consolidation. It's interesting. You go back to the high a couple of months ago, and people were talking about when would it get to $100. More recently, and I tested this out in the seminar, and there was a very senior oil trader there, at least one, and views of other people as well. People were now saying $40, $35, and that's usually a contrary indicator. Big calls that people make in line with moves that they've seen recently tells me that people are short now, whereas previously they were long. And but again, on the charts, we've got to see an upward dynamic to indicate that this medium-term correction is over. I'm not going to try to guess myself where that's going to be, except I would not be surprised if we weren't quite close to that level. Natural gas, which had had a good week up until yesterday, but fell back then and fell back in here again today. And if natural gas were to take out its recent lows, that would certainly remove one of the divergences within the sector, which has been suggesting to me and to others that perhaps another floor or floor for this reaction in the oil price is not all that far off. Now that's pretty much it, folks. Sorry, a little bit tired. Very tired, actually. Bit halting, scratchy voice delivery, but hopefully I'll be back on fine song in here next week after a good rest. You have a splendid weekend.